FM.
These apprentices already have them. Please welcome Darren McMullen.
Oh, Darren McMullen, welcome to the show.
Hey
guys, how are you?
We are very well. Thanks for getting up so early for us today. Celebrity Apprentice back this weekend. Mate, I got to say, looking at the promos for Celebrity Apprentice, you seem front and centre and you've been cast as a grumpy character.
Ooh.
Is that fair?
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what they said, apparently. I mean, I am wearing wool suits, so I guess that's technically accurate. But I've never really been accused of being anything but a wolf in wolf's clothing. I am what I say on the tin, a grumpy bastard.
Who did you butt heads with the most out of the cast?
Probably Lord Sugar, to be honest. I refused to call him Lord, so that he didn't really appreciate that. Said we have a rather sordid history with Lords of England coming up into Scotland. So if you think I'm calling you Lord, you got another thing coming. I think by a few eps in, he kind of warmed to me a little bit, but at the start, he definitely wasn't happy with me being there.
Why is he called Lord Sugar?
Well, because he's the Lord of Hackney or something. I think it was Gordon Brown, who was a Scottish Prime Minister, actually, who gave him his lordship in East London. Probably paid a lot of money for it, like all the rest of them.
No.
What made you decide to do it, Darren?
I got my lordship, by the way, for $20 online. You can do that. And the certificate sits above my bathroom.
So technically, so you're also under, a lord.
I'm a lord, yeah. Anybody that owns any plot of land in Scotland is considered to be a lord or a laird. So, yeah, anyone can jump online and get that for $20, which I also told him, and he wasn't impressed.
Oh, dear.
Was that career limiting, refusing to call him lord?
It could, without giving too much away, it could well be. It certainly didn't ingratiate myself to him, that's for sure.
And what about Vince Colosimo? He seems like the other grumpy character on the promos so far. Does Vince fire up on the show?
He did fire up in that particular episode, yeah, but Vince was a legend, man. Like, I'd never had the pleasure of meeting before, and in real life, he's larger than life. He's one of these cats that walks into a room and the whole energy shifts. He gets everyone smiling and laughing. I don't know where they pulled that particular clip from, because I wasn't working with him on that one. but he was fun. He was a lot of fun.
Were the challenges harder than you expected?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the sales pitch was, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, it'll be quite easy. And then the reality of the show is you're working 7 days a week. There was no days off. It was at least 14-hour days. Sometimes you'd even do overnighters where you'd be dropped down at 6 a.m. somewhere and you wouldn't get home to 10 p.m. the next night. Mm. So they were a little bit sneaky with us, I think, to try and get us on the show. But you just got to keep reminding yourself, you know, you're collecting money for charity, and we all were representing really great charities. So really hard, but really rewarding at the end of the day.
Mate, if you had your time again, would you do it again?
That's an awkward... Had you asked me in the moment, I would have said absolutely not. But when I did have the opportunity after my exit from the show to go to the charity and tell them how much money I'd raised and to see them all crying and I was crying, it was a really beautiful moment. So ultimately... Yeah, I probably would. I probably would for that reason.
Well, good to remind ourselves that you are all raising money for charity. Darren McMullen, we look forward to seeing you and the all-star cast on Celebrity Apprentice back this Sunday night on Channel 9. Appreciate your time, mate.
Awesome, guys. Thank you. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.